Last year, Paul Pozanski resigned from his position as a hearings officer for the State Department of Labor following an inquiry into his residency status. The situation was odd for a number of reasons. There was questions about whether Pozanski landed the job because of his family's political connections in Alaska, and he was being investigated by a grand jury in Pennsylvania for actions he took while he was a judge there. Now that investigation is complete, and Pozanski is facing trial for allegedly stealing cocaine that was being used as evidence in cases he presided over. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
For years, Paul Pozanski handled most of the criminal cases that came through his Pennsylvania county. He even started up a drug treatment court there. But this Thursday morning, he showed up to court in a baggy suit instead of black robes, and he was charged with theft, drug possession, obstruction of law, and more. According to the grand jury report, Pozanski would frequently ask that cocaine seized in his drug cases be brought to him. When state investigators reviewed some of that evidence last year, they found that cocaine was either missing or had been tampered with. They also found Pozanski's DNA on one of the open cocaine bags. In other cases, Pozanski, in his capacity as a judge, had ordered for that evidence to be destroyed, preventing the state from examining it in this investigation. Over the years, Pozanski ordered that a number of ounces of cocaine be brought to him and then stored in his chambers. Pozanski was released on a $25,000 bond, which lets him return to Anchorage, where he now lives. His next court date is in June. Pozanski only moved to Alaska in 2012, after abruptly leaving his Pennsylvania judgeship. But his family has ties to former Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman and to Chuck Kopp, who briefly served as Public Safety Commissioner under Governor Sarah Palin and was a player in the Troopergate scandal. Pozanski's wife also served on the Alaska Commission of Judicial Conduct in the 1990s. Pozanski came under scrutiny in the state in December after the Department of Labor hired him for a position that was only for Alaska residents. He resigned shortly after a column in the Anchorage Daily News questioned his suitability for the position. In an email statement, the Department of Labor responded that they had completed an internal investigation into the hire of Pozanski. They determined that proper review and employment checks were not performed in that case. The department has now modified their procedures to better vet applicants. Neither Pozanski nor his lawyer returned requests for comment for this story. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.